1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for the Greenwich Real Estate Report. And I'm joined on the line by Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2023 President Brian Tunney. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tony.
All right. Are you there, Stacy? Did we lose Stacy, Brian?
I'm here. Sorry.
There we go. All right.
I haven't learned anything.
Okay. All right. We're going to give you a little chance to catch your breath, Stacy. All right. Give us the numbers for the month of April of this year.
Sure. So the month of April, we saw 41 single-family residential closings during the time period. That's compared with 62 the year prior in April 2022. The median sale price for single-family homes for April 2023 was $2.495 million. That is an increase from $2.153 million the year prior. Days on market are much lower this year at 74 days as compared to 110 days in April 2022. And there were, in condo and co-op land, we had 15 closings reported during April 2023. That's an increase from, that's a decrease when there were 19 closings in April 2022. The median sale price decreased to $825,000. That's down from $900,000. But the days on market, this is a really interesting number, is that 27 days on market for the condo and co-op closings for the month of April 2023. Just everything flying off the shelves there. So that's a decrease from 69 days in April 2022. When we look at pending sales, as of the close of business yesterday, there were 108 pending single-family homes and 16 condo and co-op pending sales under contract.
All right, Stacy. Now, well, we're into the busy season, but 41 closings, that doesn't seem to be too high even for non-COVID, or am I wrong?
No, you are correct. It is definitely, it's lower than what we've seen in recent years. When we compare it to 2019, though, there were 35 closings the same month. 2018, there were 51 closings, 2017, 30. So it is actually pretty much on average with where we were in pre-COVID years for the month. There are some former years that were maybe slightly higher, around 50 closings, but really, really average for the month.
Okay.
The difference there, though, is when we look at inventory for the month of April, there are 195 active listings, which is down 13% from last year when you look at, like, just the number of active listings there are currently. But it's up 11.4% from last month. So that means that we are starting to see that inventory come on the same way that we would, during this time period. But it doesn't match what we've seen in prior years. There's just a lot less coming on at this point.
All right. Brian, want to weigh in with thoughts yourself?
As Stacy mentioned, inventory is low, and it's throughout the entire country that the inventory is low, specifically in Greenwich. We have approximately 175 single-family homes on the market, and that it's staying there because every week a lot of the new listings are getting deals very quickly if they're priced properly. So we're seeing an intense desire to move to Greenwich, both buy and to rent. So we have the demand is there and the supply is lacking.
Okay. And I guess indicated by the average the median sale price up from 2.15 in April of last year to almost 2.5 this year. Would that be right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Now, the condo sales, these are sales, right? These are not rentals. Is that correct, Stacy?
Correct. These are sales, but you mentioned rentals. Our rental market is incredibly strong right now as well. As you can imagine, there are a lot of buyers out there who are seeking homes, and there's not enough homes for them, or there's not, you know, a home in their price range or criteria that they're looking for. So many are turning to rentals as an alternative, and therefore we are seeing a lot of activity on that sector.
And on that note, are they waiting for interest rates to come down also?
I believe there is definitely a cohort of people waiting for interest rates to come down. Whether or not that will happen soon is another, an entire other conversation and show. Yes, that is definitely impacting. We've got a large number of people who were able to refinance over the past few years. I think they actually just came out with reports of the actual numbers, and they are, it's quite striking. Mm-hmm. And so now you have people who have, in some cases, sub 3% mortgage rates. The options for trading, whether, you know, they wanted to trade up or down because of where interest rates are now, it puts them in a place where they may, you know, that type of a move doesn't make sense. So people are seeking alternative options, like rentals or just staying in place, maybe doing renovations on their existing home. But it's definitely showing up in the numbers we're looking at now. This is happening everywhere at the federal level. There is quite a bit of discussion about this housing shortage and what are the actions that can be taken in order to start increasing inventory supply, easing mortgage rates again, help get this sector of the economy moving again.
All right, and I'm searching my memory banks. Were realtors up in Hartford talking with the governor or with the lawmakers? Am I right on that? Were you part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Brian and I were both there on Monday. The Connecticut Realtors hosted a Riding with the Brands Day, really just celebrating all that realtors do for the community. Governor Ned Lamont paid us a visit, spoke to us about how important housing is to our economy in Connecticut, and doing what we can to, discuss options for increasing inventory, making affordability a real thing in Connecticut. It was really well taken. It was a really great experience. There was some other educational components to it. Just a great day to be a realtor.
All right. Always a great day to be a realtor, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Stacy and Brian, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Be well, and we'll talk in June about the May numbers. Take care.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you very much, Tony.
And that's Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney, Greenwich Associates.